Last we left off, we were speaking about Shabbos as a me'ina l'mhaba. We mentioned that there's a bechina of kfiya v'kaima of Shabbos, which is koydem ha'chet, the matzav of Shabbos koydem ha'chet. And then there's the matzav of Shabbos ala asalavo. And for that, there's the inyan of Tosefes Shabbos. That a person has a chiv to be ma'imin, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a special nachas ruach and a Tosefes kevyochol out of this whole geschäft called Ma'isa Bereshis and Bias Olamos. And for that matter, the inyan of Shabbos as a Me'ina Olam Haba means that there's an aspect of Shabbos which comes down, which is sweeter than it was just Koydem HaChet. It's a special noyim of Shabbos. So what we're going to speak about today, B'siyata D'Shmaya, is to try to connect last year with one of the nyanim we left off with, was to get to that vart from the kasaver, which we accidentally brought down the wrong one. Today we'll see the right one in Mitzvah Hashem. But there's an inyan of Shabbos we spoke about, the Simcha of Shabbos a few days ago, to try to connect some of these ideas together to bring out an inyan of Shabbos, which is not spoken about so much in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, but is really a very pnimistic inyan when it comes to this whole halicha of 6,000, 7,000 years of Shabbos Kodesh from week to week. We mentioned this Ma'amar Malkum before, we'll mention it again. The Medrash tells us, Berachu ba'or panav shel adam. That there's an inyan of bracha on Shabbos, vayivarech vayikadesh, and there's an inyan of bracha ba'or panav shel adam, kidsho ba'or panav shel adam, laideme or panav shel adam chayim asa Shabbos, k'mo shurdeme b'Shabbos. We emphasize this is one of the inyanim to go to a tzaddik on Shabbos. But the face of a tzaddik, that he has a different face on Shabbos, as we know, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, panam is a lashon pnimius, that in the inner workings of Shabbos Kodesh, it could be felt by a tzaddik, and that's true by every single Jew as well. That there's an inyan of kiddushay berchay bar panam shalana. What this is telling us, aside from the fact that the tzuris ha'adam changes on Shabbos, is that there's an inyan of or on Shabbos. As the Medrash continues there, Berachu b'ma'oros. Reb Shimon bar Yehuda ish kvar ako aimer mishum Reb Shimon. Af al pi shenizkalkulu ha'ma'oros b'erev Shabbos. Every good thing comes from Reb Shimon. Even though there's a kilkul in the ma'oros on Erev Shabbos because of the chayit, avo leilaku ad moitzi Shabbos. Kevin sheshaka chama b'lo Shabbos when the sun set on Friday night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be magnis the or. V'chilek kavod the Shabbos, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechalek kavod to Shabbos. This goes back, Rabbi said, to the Rabbi Nachman, we said before, that the simcha of Shabbos is the kavod Shabbos. We'll get to that in the Mitzvah Hashem. Hada hu d'chsev, v'yivarech elakim mesim ha'shvi, v'yikadosh v'sayi berchu ba'ora. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was mevarech Shabbos with this or. Kevan sheshaka hachama b'leil Shabbos, so when the sun set Friday night, nevertheless, even though the sun set, the or was still out. The pnimius of the chama, the pnimius of the shemesh. That's the vart, pnei Moshe k'pnei chama. That Moshe is the pnimius of the chama. Moshe represents that or, not just the sun. He's the pnimius of the or. Hischila hakol makalsa. So the shevach, the shira, the ha'idoya of Shabbos Kodesh is an offshoot of the or, the birchas ha'or, at the very pnimius of Shabbos Kodesh. And we quoted Reb Leib from Reb Zera, Lamed Vav Shais Shim Shais Ha'ora, Shnei Masar Shalei Shabbos, 12 on Leil Shabbos, and then another 12 on Shabbos. So together we have Lamed Vav Iris. My Rebbe Zichron of the Vecha, Reb Chaim Brim Zatzal, had a minute to light 36 candles on Shabbos, and that's the minute where other tzaddikim, because of the Lamed Vav Neiris of Shabbos, corresponds, as we know its connection, of course, to Hanukkah as well, to this or, this special or in the Pnimis of Shabbos Kodesh. We mentioned that Tzaddikin taught us, and Rabbeinu Bachai echoes this, HaNochon Lefarish Sheberchu B'chidish Haibu B'yayim Ahu B'rchas Ha'ira, this Chidish HaB'rchas Ha'or, because the Yom and Laila of Yom HaShvi is Shavin Ba'ira. That Friday night and Shabbos day, there's a Gilui which takes place on Shabbos that's not Mechalik between Yom and Laila. There's a bracha and Tosafos Tova al kein le'sim sabim hashvi. The Torah doesn't say vayhi erev ayi baiker, because the zman is kulo baiker, ein boy erev kla. In fact, this goes back to which we didn't really get a chance to speak about. The Medrash Pliya says that Korach was chaylik ala Shabbos. He made a machlekes against Shabbos. And one of the things Moshe tells Korach is, Boiker v'yayda Hashem es asherle. He says, you're making a machlekes on Shabbos? Boiker. There's an Indian by Shabbos Kodesh, which is called Boiker. It's kulay Boiker. Because on Shabbos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is megalis, something which is higher than Zman, which is a discussion in and of itself. But this is the shayrish of that Indian. That before Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Shemesh and Yerech and Yom Arvi, which is considered to be, as we move along in Ma'aseh Bereishis, he created what was called the Or on Yom Rishon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that Or of Yom Rishon and he put it into the Shemesh and the Arech, and he created something which is called Yoyim V'Layla. When it comes Friday night, even though the Pasuk says, Yoyim V'Layla La'Yishbaisu, Yoyim V'Layla La'Yishbaisu, that's by the Mabul. And it's true, Yom V'Layla La'Yishbaisu, but that's in the Chitzonius. There's always going to be, as we're going to see it, there's going to be a Yoyim V'Layla La'Yishbaisu. There's not a bechin of Shabbos, but there's an inyan which is called Shabbos, which Klal Yisrael zechitu. That in the Pnimius Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm being megala the or which is really defines the zman, which is the shayrish of the zman, which is the shayrish of the bereishis bara lekim." So there's the gili of that or on Shabbos Kodesh. Bnei Sascha writes in Shabbos, he explains Baruchu b'ma'arais. He explains the covet Shabbos of the Or Hagonas of Shabbos. Okamedumi shedarshes el haris Yisrael, hagam shehin hayoyim nignas Or Hagonas shahiyuchen lahavi b'misefer l'matzef. We know Kadosh Baruch Hu was magnus that Or. Even kol zeh hine habracha hazayis nishar mutpas b'Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of the Or Hagonas. The shomer yom haShabbos b'kedusha. The zeicha yecholim gam hayoyim lehanois min haOr u'meskalo lahem nistarais. The zechet to the secrets of that or on Shabbos Kodesh, the Shoyme Shabbos, which of course is the Matana Tava Beis Gnaza, which we spoke about. The Yechidi Yisrael who enter into the Pnimis Ha'ilos, to the Pnimis of Shabbos, are zechet to that or of Shabbos Kodesh. And this is essential, because Shabbos is a day which is literally mufla from Eilam Hazeh. And this Lashon of Or, which is a very Pnimistic Lashon, is Meir always in Pnimis HaTorah on something which is sublime, something which is very deep, which is not connected to the Olam HaGashmi? There's a Gili on Shabbos which is called Or, which is something which has to do, of course, with the Yom HaDinishmas of Shabbos Kodesh, something which is higher than the Gvulas of Olam HaZeh. Just like Or is something which you can't touch, it's the best description which we have in the Olam HaMashal, which we live in, to the Olam HaNimshal, to describe something which is Ruchni. So on Shabbos Kodesh, the Gili of the Or means that there's something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, which the only Kalim to be in touch with that Gili is the Neshama itself, which is the Yom HaDinishmasa. And so therefore, all the Pu'ulas which we do on Shabbos Kodesh, side the Sudas and the Tilas and the Torah, it's all a manifestation of the Neshama Yaseira especially, which is trying to connect to a Gili which is called Or, to this called Or Haganas. And it's this place which is called Or that the Simcha of Shabbos manifests itself. And that's this Mar Makom here from my Rebbe, Rav Motel Shlita, where he writes in this piece, he's explaining the inyan of Or and Simcha. Let's read a little bit. Unekudas ha'inyan hu mitzad sheyeshno inyan hanala min ha'simcha. There's something which is higher than Simcha, from which Simcha comes from. As the Pasuk says, Or laru latzadik will yishrei leiv Simcha. The Pasuk here is connecting, V'hari yeshno inyin or v'inyin Simcha. V'chol Simcha tzicha lihiyos bunuya al ha'or. Every Simcha needs to be built on Or. V'afilu Simcha de Kedusha, ha'mishtayeches al hisgalus v'chitzonius. When there's a gili of Simcha in the Kedusha, tzicha lihiyos bunuya on a kuda shel Or ha'gonos. It has to be built on an Or. In the Pnimius, there has to be an Or for there to be a true Simcha, which is mufshat and moved off from Chitzonius. In a kudazum, mikadeshes es ha-simcha, v'shoymeres alav shetehei kideboi. The Or, which is the Neshama, and the Simcha is like a guf to that Or. and it protects the simcha, that it shouldn't be a frivolous simcha, that it shouldn't go off the derech and become a simcha of hoilulas, chas v'shalom. V'hinei inyan or is an inyan asher who kol kulay neshama upnimis, mufshat umuvdal, something which is an or hagonus. Rather, the inyan of simcha is mishtamesh mchitzonius. And v'chitzonius du tzichul is pnei al harpnimi. And he goes on to explain that in Kabbalah, this is the difference between an or and a keli. And then in this case, the or is the pnimius, is the or, and the simcha is the keli. Before we see the next shtickle here, what we see right away is this inyan of or, the simcha. And when we spoke about the inyan of simcha and Shabbos, that the simcha emerges from the pnimius of Shabbos kodesh, not of the chitzonius and the niglus of Shabbos, that has to do with the or which we're speaking about now, which is this movement of koydim hachet down into the oilim of chet, and pass that into the toisefes of the Olam Hatikun, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awaiting, which is the Me'in Olam Haba of Shabbos Kodesh. And from that aura in the Pnimis of Shabbos, which is constantly moving forward, emerges a tahalich, a movement of the Simcha of Shabbos as well. And of course, all this is taking place in the Pnimis Olam. If you take a look at the Devei Chaim, to the left, the Devei Chaim writes, he writes, and this is really clear from the Ari, in the middle paragraph, he writes, "Ach b'zem atzina shabaylam hazeh ha'chomri lo nikar ha'alas ha'oylam es b'shabas kodesh." The Arizal says that there is no aliyas oylamas which takes place in chitzonius. All the oylamas which are nis'ale is in the pnimis of Shabbos. V'gamurgish b'chush shabenigdol lo'nir v'gash mekdusha Shabbos kodesh. We see that in the physical world, nothing is changing, the Ari says. V'anam yipnei shadayin l'niskam ha'oylam b'tikon ha'roi. We're not zechi yet ha'alas ha'chitzonius. So this is very important for us. I guess we should take the time here to explain a little bit about the Ha'olas Ha'olamas which takes place in Plemius. The Arizal writes that from the beginning of Friday night to the end of Shabbos Kodesh, there's a constant Aliyah which is taking place. And it really deserves a Shir Bifnei Atzmo to share without any Chidushim really, just to be able to give over the Arizal. Just, Agav, maybe we'll come to speak about more about it, Beprotius, but Bechlalius, the Arizal writes that come Friday night, there's an earthquake which takes place in the Olamos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Kisufin, that if he desires the world that it was before, that it will be. And those Kisufin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a higher world causes all the Olamos to start to move. It brings them to life. What takes place is that Friday night, what happens is that the lower Olamos of Bria, Yitzir, and Asiya, they come up to the Olam of Atzilus. And what takes place Friday night, there's an Aliyah of the Malchus. That the Nukva, which is the Malchus, emerges out of the lower Olamas, and she has an Aliyah, and she goes up from what's called from Netzach Od Yesoy to Chagat. And then, come Shabbos day, which is the Gvul of the Zachar, so then the Yoim, which is the Zeranpin, also has an Aliyah, and together the Zeranpin and the Nukva, they start to rise together in the Olamas. By Mincha and Shabbos, the Zera Anpin says goodbye to the Nukva, and he goes up to a place which she can't go to, which is an Orach Anpin. What we see, without getting into the details, is that Friday night till the end of Shabbos Kodesh, there's no rest. We rest, but the Oilamas don't rest. Everything happens Me'elov. Everything is taking place. Which in many tzaddikim, they didn't sleep on Shabbos Kodesh because how can you sleep when the world is transforming like this? How can you miss even a reg of Shabbos? There's not even a reg of Shabbos now, which the next reg won't be better than the one right now. There's nothing stagnant about Shabbos because Shabbos is alive. The Zera Kodesh says, Eitz HaChayim Do Shabbos. Shabbos is a living being. And there's a gila which is taking place in the Pnimius from the Or HaGanas that the Or is Nesgala Mitchila V'Atzof. And this Gili of Shabbos Kodesh, which is taking place in Pnimius within Shabbos itself, is taking place, Rabbeisai, from the beginning of the world, from the very first Shabbos to the very last Shabbos. And this we pick up here with the Kosover, that the Kosover speaks about this mitzad or hagonas of Shabbos. It's really in the same parasha, in the same Aramakum, but just the wrong cutout from yesterday. He writes on our Aramakum, which we've come to time and time again, Ma'atana toive yeshli bebeis gnozai v'Shabbos shema. Olachora in a move and la is a tzurach sipur lano chazal umayda hava hava. Why is Chazal telling us this? Didn't Hashem give this to Moshe already? Why do we need to know this? Allah hakavonahu mitzad b'chinas hischatshus sheyesh b'chol Shabbos mizgal mechadosh or hagonos. There's a new chiddush in or hagonos which takes place on Shabbos. Mashaloi nizgal b'Shabbos hakoidem. That the gilui of this Shabbos is not the same or hagonos as the Shabbos before. V'zehu sheyesh li b'chol b'beis knazah perish she'adayin yesh li. I still have more to give you. Umisgale b'chol Shabbos b'chinas hischatshus or hagonos. It's not to say that every single Shabbos or hagonos comes. Shkoyach, I'm used to it from last week and the week before and the week before. Every single Shabbos is a toisefes in the or hagonos from before. That there's a certain kfiya of the kaima of the or hagonos, but there's a secret of the or hagonos that it's always mischadish and it gets better, and it gets better as it goes along. And all this, Rabbi said, takes place in Pnimius Olamus. And there's a very stark contrast between the Pnimius Olamus and the Chitzonius Olamus, which is very important to know. That in Chitzonius Olamus, we say, his katnas hadairus. That every single door which goes by becomes worse and more shvach than the door before. As the Gemara, as Chazal tell us, that ein yoim she'em kilalasa yoiser miyoim hakoidem. That there's not a day which goes by that the klala isn't greater today than it was yesterday. However, mitzav pnimius ha'olamus, that's not true. And the Talmid Baal Shem Tov to bring this out more than anybody, that in the pnimius, every single day gets better than the day before. As the Baal HaTanya explains, pasuk, dor l'dor yishabach masecha, that every single generation, yishabach masecha, gets better and better every single door. And that's all mitzad the pnimius olamus. And the reason why that is as follows. Because although we're moving farther away from the Shabbos of Har Sinai, from the Shabbos of Matan Torah, we're moving closer and closer, Abba Yisai, to the Shabbos, which is Me'in Olam Abba. The fact that as we get closer to that Shabbos, Me'in Olam Abba, and we're in the zone, we can feel the ha'ara of the Shabbos of Olam Abba. For that matter, in the pnimius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stringing along the Briya closer and closer to Min Olam Haba, and as we come closer, those who are zeichet to be in touch with the Pnimius are in touch with something which is getting better every single day. That's how the Baal HaTanya says the word Shofar is a lashon Shifra. Shufra, which means better. That every Rosh Hashanah that we build a Shofar, we make the world better in the Pnimius than it was the year before. And that's true with every passing day. And the secret of this goes back to the secret of the Malchus, which is the secret of Emunah. Because really the Indian of Emunah, which is the Malchus, is the most shvach of all the Olamas, of all the spheres. Malchus, of course, is Emunah. And we say about Emunah, Even Masu Habayinim, Chayis HaRosh Pina. That the Indian of Emunah is getting better and better and better. And that's Pashat Rabbi said. Because as the Chitzonius gets darker and darker and darker, and the Emes becomes harder to see, that means that the Emunah becomes stronger. Because less nahira elam migay chasheicha, there is no or if there's no choshech, and that or, which is what we're speaking about, which is called emunah, because emunah means something higher than what you can understand. Emunah is an or. That's constantly getting better with each and every passing generation, and we see that the yisoides of emunah are getting better and better. That the way the Rambam explained emunah is not the way that the Baal Shem Tov explained emunah, but that's how things go. That there was a seder gili of Emunah at the time of the Rambam, that he explained it as it was, the way that he saw it, the way that it was niskala. But the Baal Shem Tov came along, and as the Arizal before him, but the Baal Shem Tov especially, and he explained Emunah differently and better, because Emunah is getting better and better, and our Emunah is getting stronger in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That we're understanding his achdus as niskala more and more and more. So in that place, Emunah is getting stronger. And this is the secret of what the Gemara says, that David HaMelech came and he was Ma'amid Kula Torah Kula and Yud Aleph Yesoides. And then 9, and then 7, and then 3, and then 1. Bo Chavakuk Bemidin Alachas. Chavakuk said, Kula Torah is what? Tzadik Bemunas Yichya. That there's only one mitzvah, and that's called Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And that's the root of all mitzvahs. And when that aura of Emun is Niskala, which is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, it makes all the mitzvahs batal, which is the secret of the Asa level, what the Gemara speaks about. Are mitzvahs betailis l'asa level, or are they not batal? Batal means batal to something else. Batal to what? Batal to that mitzvah called Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that aura, that emes, which will be Niskala, which will make all mitzvahs batal to the aura of Emun. This is here what the Rebbe mentioned before, that pasuk, or zaru latzadik. The or is zaru latzadik. It's like a zera. And a zera is something that you put into the ground, and when you put it into the ground, it's a nekuda ketana ma'at. But with each and every passing day, it grows, and it grows more. And this is the inyan of the Or HaGonas. Every single Shabbos which goes by, Shabbos is stringing along the Olamos to the point that we finally get to that gilui of that Or, that emes. But it's zaru latzadik. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, when it speaks about the six mesechtas of Torah Shebaal Peh, V'hoya emunas yitecha, choysin yeshuos, chachmas v'das, the Gemara says, emunas zu seder zroim. There's something which is called the seder of zroim, the seder of zera, and the emuna is called the seder of zroim. Emuna is something which is nizra, that every single day it gets better and better, and the day of the year which that takes place, of course, is the night of Pesach, which is the night of Emuna. V'igadata lebincha. It's called the Seder. Why is it called Leil Seder? Because it's the Seder of Zeroim. And each and every passing generation, it gets better, and the Or is nisgale more and more and more. Which is why we started off with the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and then we were zeichet to Chanukah and Purim, and eventually we'll be zeichet to other Yom Tov, like Tu B'Av, and Lag Bo'omer, and eventually to Tisha B'Av, and to Shavuos of Tammuz. If you take a look at the next piece from the Rebbe, we're not going to see it inside. The Rebbe speaks about that with each and every passing generation, the Yomim Tovim become more and more mekusher to Shabbos. Because Shabbos is what's getting better. And Shabbos is at the root of all the Yomim Tovim. Which is like Pesach, which is the Shorish of all Yomim Tovim. The Torah calls Pesach, the night of Pesach, Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the Emunah, and the night of Pesach is the night of Emunah. So therefore, just like every single Shabbos, Bepratius is getting better and growing from Friday night till the end of Shabbos Kodesh. So those who are into the Pimis, who are riding the escalator, like the Rima Novar told us, so too, those people who are in touch with Shabbos, every Shabbos is getting better. Like the Vitebskoy, that there was no Shabbos like this Shabbos. This is the best Shabbos that ever was. And then the next Shabbos will be the best Shabbos. And that's why there's an Indian, the Gemara speaks about, Ilu Shama Yisrael Shnei Shabbosos. Because you don't really understand the secret of Shabbos with just one Shabbos. Like the Zohar says, the Shamu v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, lasos es ha-Shabbos. There's a Shabbos tata and there's a Shabbos la'ila. And there's something which is called lasos es ha-Shabbos. And that's why Vayichudu ends with asher bor lekim lasos. That every Shabbos has to be a lasos es ha-Shabbos. That every Shabbos tata has to make a Shabbos ila. That the next Shabbos is waiting for the next one. And they're all really one along one is rosa the echad of Shabbos, which is just pulling us along to the me'ein of the ma'abah of Shabbos. That's what the Zohar says about Shabbos. Hayoyma kol mehemnusa is kosher ba. All the emunah is mekusha with Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore we enter into Shabbos, which is called toich emunah yam segula, that according to a person's emunah, is he able to enter into the pnimis of Shabbos when he says boi kala, boi kala. And each tzaddik b'munasa yichya, that the chiyus which he has on Shabbos of the Itzachayim of Shabbos is kafi the emunah which he has on Shabbos. His emunah will dictate the kedusha of the Or of Shabbos, because that Or is a gilui of emunah. It's the Or zaru latzadik ish ish kefi the tzidkus which he has inside of himself. So therefore, there's an aspect of Shabbos which is called ma'ilin b'koidesh vein maridin, and there's already the friendship between koidesh and kadosh. Shabbos is called koidesh, which is called chachma. Shabbos koidesh ma'ilin b'koidesh ve'ein maridin. Every Shabbos is getting better and better and better because it's ma'ilin b'koidesh. And that's really why there was no such thing as Shabbos until the Baal Shem Tov came along. He was Megale in Inyanim of Shabbos that nobody understood. Because he was Zeichet to be Megale certain Inyanim and Emunah. And he was Megale, and the Baal Shem Tov's Kufa was considered to be like, we finally made it to that Zman where you could be Zeichet to be Mis'anig in the Ha'ara of Me'ina Lamab of Shabbos. That Tosefes of Shabbos Kodesh. That Or of Shabbos, which brings up that Simcha. So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael, when we spoke about the Simcha of Shabbos, which is emerging more and more with each and every passing generation from within Shabbos Kodesh, that's a function of the Or, which is Nesgal on Shabbos. When we see V'yoyim Simchaschem, this is Shabbos, and that's Kavod Shabbos, as the Or, which is Kivdu Hashem Ba'orois, that when that Or, which is the Kavod of Shabbos, is Megala more and more, the Simcha of Shabbos is Megala more and more, but that's past each and every passing generation, Shabbos is getting better. And it's getting better because we're getting closer and closer to the Shabbos, which is Me'ina Lamab of Shabbos. That's the Shabbos which we say in Pasuk. V'ad dor v'dor emunasai. that with each and every door, the door, yeshavach masecha, the ad door, v'dor emunasai, that the emunah and those people who are in touch with the emunah and they work on emunah and they work on tefillah and everything which is associated with emunah, which is the anechi shem alokecha, which is the shorish of all mitzvahs, which is by Shabbos, the shkula connected to all mitzvahs, that a mumah l'shabbos is a mumah l'chol ha'torah kula. Those who are zeichet to that pimis of Shabbos Kodesh, which is the emunah of Shabbos Kodesh, it's getting better and better and better as time goes along. That's the or as a rule of tzaddik. Which is an offshoot of that. So hence, the Medrash says, "Im shamartem neiris shel Shabbos, if you keep the neiris of Shabbos, ani mar lechem neiris shel tzion." Because the neiris of Shabbos is megala that or agonis. We enter into Shabbos with an or, and we exit Shabbos with an or. And really, when we lock a neiris, something which is neir l'ragli dvarecha, that is supposed to illuminate in the darkness. And Shabbos is the emunos chabalelis. We say when we mekabel Shabbos, the mizvah shalim haShabbos, the emunos chabalelis. That is the choshech and the chitzonis gets darker. The emun of Shabbos gets brighter. And so, therefore, if we walk along the neiris of Shabbos from one Shabbos to the next, eventually these neiris of Shabbos lead us to the neiris of Tzion, because they're all one. It's just bringing us to the neiris of Tzion. So the more that we enter into Shabbos Kodesh, we're making it the best investment possible. Because in the times of Mashiach, when the Emes is Neskalada, those people who were zeichet to the Emunah, they're zeichet to the greatest, greatest life right now. People are suffering. But there's a gili of Emunah that the Baal Shem Tov especially was Megala, that a person who was zeichet to that Shlemus Emunah, they have it very good in this world. Especially on Shabbos, they have it very geschmack. But if a person just opens up his heart with a mafteach called Emunah, and he enters into the world of Emunah, which is what Shabbos is. Hayyomed the chol nehamus is kashiba. A person could be zeichem mamish to be toyim on Shabbos Kodesh. A little bit of that oraganas, that tzaddik b'mayaseicha. We should be zeichem to that with each and every passing Shabbos Kodesh.